From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of activists marched in the U.S. city of Boston in opposition to a planned free speech rally that featured right-wing speakers, heavily outnumbering the few dozen people who showed up for that rally. VOA's Carolyn Brasuti was there as the events got underway.
I'm in the middle of groups that have signs like Build the Movement Against Trump, Join the Socialists, and Racism and Capitalism, Black Lives Matter. They're all carrying signs. The police made them dump all of their protest sticks that the signs were on because they considered those to be potential weapons. The Boston police are determined that there will not be any violence today, like there happened to be in Charlottesville, Virginia last week when one woman was killed when a van plowed into a group of counter-protesters. These are the counter-protesters, and that is why police are on high alert. They are on bicycles. They are on foot. They are in cars. They are making makeshift barriers with various roadblocks.
More than 500 police officers were on hand to keep the peace, that is, and it seems to have worked. Police in Spain and France continue their search for a 22-year-old Moroccan national whom they believe is at the center of Thursday's terror attack in Barcelona that left more than a dozen dead and more than 130 injured. President Trump says his administration has made decisions on how to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. His press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, says a new strategy would protect America's interest in the South Asian region and give details later, she says. This is VOA News.